Bring forth these men. Bushy and Green, I will not vex your souls, since presently your souls must part your bodies, with too much urging your pernicious lives, for 'twere no charity. Yet to wash your blood from off my hands, here in the view of men, I will unfold some causes of your death. You have misled a prince, a royal king, a happy gentleman in blood and lineaments, by you unhappied and disfigured clean. You have in manner, with your sinful hours, made a divorce betwixt his queen and him, broke the possession of a royal bed, and stained the beauty of a fair queen's cheeks with tears drawn from her eyes by your foul wrongs. Myself, a prince by fortune of my birth, near to the king in blood and near in love, till you did make him misinterpret me, have stooped my neck under your injuries, and sighed my English breath in foreign clouds, eating the bitter bread of banishment, whilst you have fed upon my sinews, disparked my parks, and felled my forest woods, from my own windows torn my household coat, raced out my impress, leaving me no sign save men's opinions and my living blood to show the world I am a gentleman. Oh, this and much more than twice all this, condemned you to the death. See them delivered over to execution in the hand of death.
More welcome is the stroke of death to me than Bolingbroke to England. Lords, farewell.
My comfort is that heaven will take our souls and break injustice with a pint of hell.
My Lord Northumberland, see them dispatched.
What I will do.
Uncle, you say the queen is at your house. For God's sake, fairly let her be entreated. Tell her I send to her my kind commends. Take special care my greetings be delivered.
A gentleman of mine I have dispatched with letters of your love to her as large.
Thanks, gentle uncle. Come, lords, away. The fight with Glendore and his accomplices. A while to work, and after holiday.